Hey everyone, and welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating those sometimes messy mental health waters. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're anything like me, you know that life can feel like a roller coaster with its share of ups, downs, twists, and maybe even a loop-de-loop or two. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Embracing your emotions. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, not another self-help spiel, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some kind of emotion guru who floats around on a cloud of positivity. It's about acknowledging the full spectrum of human experience, the good, the bad, and everything in between, and learning to work with those emotions instead of against them. Because let's be real, suppressing your feelings is like trying to hold back a tsunami with a spoon. It just doesn't work. So, what are some practical ways to actually embrace your emotions? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change your whole perspective. 1. Get curious. Imagine your emotions as fascinating puzzle pieces, each one unique and telling a story about you. Instead of judging or fearing these pieces, try getting curious about them. Ask yourself, what's triggering this feeling? Where do I feel it in my body? What message is this emotion trying to convey? This shift from judgment to curiosity can be incredibly powerful. It takes the sting out of negative emotions and helps you understand them better. 2. Name that feeling. Ever tried explaining a complex idea using only 5 words? Yeah, it's tough. Emotions are similar. They often swirl around in a messy jumble until we put a name to them. Sad, frustrated, joyful, anxious, these simple labels can actually help calm the storm within. Think of it like organizing your mental closet. Putting things into neat categories makes everything feel less chaotic. 3. Feel your feelings fully. This one might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. We often try to numb our emotions with distractions like binge-watching TV or scrolling endlessly on social media. But true healing comes from feeling those emotions fully and allowing them to flow through us. It's like giving your emotions a safe space to express themselves, without judgment. 4. Express yourself. Bottling up your feelings is like trying to squeeze toothpaste back into the tube, messy and ineffective. Find healthy ways to express your emotions. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, painting, dancing, whatever works for you. Just remember, it's okay to let those emotions out in a safe and constructive way. 5. Practice self-compassion. Here's the real kicker. Be kind to yourself. We all have bad days, make mistakes, and experience difficult emotions. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your boss just dropped a bomb on you with a last-minute project. Your mind starts racing, your heart pounds, and you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, classic anxiety kicking in. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, yep, I'm feeling anxious right now, and remind yourself, this is temporary, I can handle this. You reach for your journal and jot down your thoughts and feelings, then focus on breaking down the project into manageable steps. See? Embracing your emotions doesn't mean letting them control you. It means acknowledging them, understanding them, and using them as fuel to navigate life's challenges with more awareness and resilience. So remember, folks, you are not alone in this journey. Every day is a chance to learn, grow, and embrace the full spectrum of human experience. Keep those emotions flowing, keep being kind to yourselves, and keep shining bright. Now, go out there and rock your world. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. You could change someone's life just by hitting that share button. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of real talk. Until then, stay strong, stay kind, and keep embracing those beautiful, messy emotions.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.